sometimes when I'm in my Outlook and I'm doing Alt Tab because I've shrunk stuff to the bottom and I want to bring them up again and stuff. And then the computer says pain, the word pain, and I don't know what that means. And I don't know how to get out of it. And then another time, another thing that when I do that same thing to try to cycle around, I find myself in the start thing and I don't know how to close that off either.
When you hear the word pain, it's telling you P-A-N-E, not P-A-I-N. Yeah. No joke, no, I just want to make sure what's going on. So you're correct. When you're doing your Alt Tab, you're going to different windows. And this is a facet of Windows, if you could see it physically, is that once you get to a window, just think of like an old-fashioned wooden window in your house. You have a window, but you have several panes of glass in that window. So the word pane just means a different section in that window. How you actually navigate it could vary depending on the window. Like, for instance, F6 is a very common key combination to move your pane to pane to pane to pane within a window. It doesn't always work. Sometimes Control-Tab works as well, but it depends on where the window is. But the term pane just means that you're in a specific portion of that window.
I'm usually in my Outlook because I don't do too much other than Outlook stuff. But so when I'm in my, you know, email, and then I'm doing that same function, sometimes I end up and the computer says I'm in the start thing, and then I don't know how to get out of that. Can't get back to my Outlook or anything because I'm stuck there.
Yeah, sometimes like if you're Alt-Tabbing through something, your finger slip and you hit the Windows key, and the Windows key brings you to the start menu, and that's actually where you are. Usually you could try Alt-Tabbing out of that, or sometimes just Windows D to go to desktop and Alt-Tab back there. All that really means is it landed you on the start menu. Nothing bad has happened. Your focus has just moved away from where you wanted it to be.
What I usually end up doing is going back to the desktop and bringing up Outlook again.
I wouldn't open up another instance of Outlook because you may end up with two instances of Outlook running. What you could do is go to the desktop, then once you get there, do Alt-Tab and
open
see if Outlook
desktop
is still open. Yeah. Normally, you could go to the desktop and then just Alt-Tab to whatever's open. Yeah. So in JAWS, if you do JAWS key F10, you also get a nice little list of windows, and sometimes you could just pick the one you want and just hit enter on it and go right back to where you were.
How do I, when I'm cycling around and I find myself in the word pain?
Usually F6 moves forward a pane, shift F6 moves backwards a pane. A good example of this is Outlook. If you think about Outlook, if you could see it visually, you'd have a bunch of little, you know, sections of the screen. One could be a list of folders, the tree view of folders. One could be the emails within the folder selected. One could be your to-do list. One could be, I think there's even a choice for like weather and stuff like that. And those are all considered to be different panes. And you move forward to each one by F6. Or if you want to move backwards, shift F6.
Has anybody here had extensive experience using fillable PDF forms? Fillable PDF forms are the newest member of the PDF family, that you have to have the latest Adobe software to work them properly. If you have older Adobe software, which you haven't updated, what's going to happen is JAWS will read the form, but JAWS doesn't say edit. It doesn't see the edit field. And I get these forms from Fidelity, and I call up and complain to Fidelity, you should make these fillable forms. And they say, well, they're already fillable forms, but I can't tell. When I send the form off to my sister, who's not blind, of course, she can fill in the form with no problem at all. So I got better software now. So now JAWS will say, edit. Okay, it's a fillable form. So I fill it in and I save it. And sometimes I need to reuse the form and maybe change just one or two lines. So I reopen the form and I'm thinking, it's still a fillable form, right? Wrong. Once you save a fillable PDF form, it's no longer fillable. It becomes read-only. It's write once, read many. So you can't go back in. So I have this 7-page form, and if I want to reuse it for something a little different, I have to retype the whole 7 pages. I'm trying to figure out some kind of workaround, because usually there's only one page out of the form that gets changed. So does anybody have any brilliant ideas about how I can do a little less typing here?
Before you save it, can you go into permissions and check like read/write so it's not read only?
My gut sense is that the form doesn't want it to be changed more than one time.
I think Jeffrey's right on this. I think that level of permissions is set by the author, not the recipient.
Jeff, you might be able to go into one of the Fidelity offices just, you know, if you want someone to help you with it and you don't have to pay like a reader. That I know, at least in the past, they had at least 2 or 3 offices in Boston or branches.
One thing you could try after you fill out the document for the first time and you want to try to reuse it, try opening it in Microsoft Word. and then see if you could edit it there and then save it as a PDF. See if you could kind of circumvent the security a little bit. I can't guarantee that's going to work, but that, yeah, it's nothing ventured, nothing gained. It's not that big of a deal to test that out.
Have you tried talking to Adobe to ask them, you know, if there's a workaround on this thing? Because way back when, I know when they used to have an Adobe standard, you could fill out something and you could save it, but you couldn't change it. But when I changed my thing to Adobe Pro, I was able to save it and change it. But again, that was years ago, so I don't know what's if I've changed things out now.
There's no tech support for Adobe Reader. My technician has given me Adobe Publisher, but it's a very old version because we're too cheap to pay $1,000.
If this is a real hardship for you, you could call Fidelity and just explain the issue and see if their accessibility department, you know, would work on trying to improve or fix the issue.
My suggestion would be what you could do is try a trial version of Adobe Pro and see if that help solve the issue. Because if it does, then at least you can go back to Fidelity and tell them, look, this is the only way I'm able to do it, and that's not fair. Either they're going to help you pay for the Pro so you can do it, or they should be able to work with you to address this issue, because it sounds like a lot of headache.
I think there may be an alternative online method that they may offer you. However, I do not think they will change the permissions issue on PDF. And I'll tell you why. Because once you fill out that PDF, it's your equivalent of taking a pen to a piece of paper, then wet signing it, and then you're not really supposed to be able to make any changes on it. It's the equivalent of that. So I understand why they wouldn't want changes once you fill it out. So if you explain that this is causing a problem with the accessibility of it, it's possible they may even have like an online version that they won't even tell you about unless you open your mouth about it.
If you want to send me or tell me what form it is, I can try it on my Adobe Pro and see if I can change things around. You can send it to my Vibebug treasurer@outlook.com.